The frontage of Clyde Street is very much a gap-toothed beauty. Typographical House is the one tooth remaining in a long terrace that used to front the street. A Georgian terrace of townhouses was demolished in 2007. Typographical House was left standing on its own with an exposed party wall to where the terrace had been. Approaching from the west, you see black plastic sheeting, tattered and torn. The building looks in a pretty sad state, but 50 years ago, this would have been pretty impressive new modernism. Glass and precast concrete standing out against sandstone warehouses and other remnants of the shipbuilding industry. The name Typographical House is a clue to its trade union origins. Originally called Sogat House, the office block was constructed 61 to 65 by Glasgow architects Rogerson and Spence. The owner was Sogat, an acronym for the Society of Graphical and Allied Trades. The architect, Rogerson, has another connection with the architects we've spoken of previously. Rogerson wrote a monograph about Jack Coyer, who in Gillespie's late days formed a partnership known as Gillespie, Kidd and Coyer. So in many ways, we see a continuation right through to the 1960s and 70s of Glasgow architects, from Salmon and Gillespie to Gillespie, Kidd and Coyer to Rogerson here in the 1960s. Rogerson and Spence designed the building with characteristic modernist influences, notably the decorative pattern on the concrete panels and use of glass revealing the structure through windows turning the corner and running the entire height of the building. Typographical House is still owned by a union, Unite. It is derelict, but it's not on the Buildings at Risk register. It's not there because it's not a listed building. Should it be listed? Is it a special modernist building? It has seen several incarnations. After the Trades Council moved across the river to Carlton Place, the meeting hall was leased to the Cayley Club. Once again, it came to life with live Cayley music reinventing the redundant space. If we walk round the corner into Maxwell Street, we can still see evidence of the Riverside Club, which occupied the first floor for over 20 years until 2007. Their motto was blood, sweat and reels. At 222 Clyde Street, Typographical House must have seen once a promise of something new and modern. But now, forlorn and weather-beaten, it sits looking like a remnant from the past. The play of solid and void on the facade of this building is arguably just as interesting as that on the hat rack. Horizontal panels of concrete intersect with the glass walling, introducing an interesting play. But perhaps the most significant part of the building was the sign which used to adorn the front. GPMU, it said, Graphical House, in a really interesting font put into three dimensions on the facade. Is there no future for this building just because of the empty site where the terrace used to stand beside it? Or will the site only be developed once this building has been demolished too? Given this building isn't on the Buildings at Risk register, it might surprise some people indeed that it has survived so long. Look at the high-rise building across Maxwell Street. Does that building suggest a model for development on this site? That building was built in the early 2000s by the architects Elder and Cannon. Perhaps, indeed, a high-rise building is the only viable option to build on this site. This street was originally, of course, built up with warehouses for all the trade that would come along the river. That trade doesn't exist anymore,